圣经看起来祷告有两种的方式。
According to the Bible, there are two types of prayer.
一种用我们听得懂的话祷告。
One method of prayer is to pray with words of understanding.
就是悟性祷告。
Which is with words that we can understand.
另外一种是用圣灵祷告。
The other type is prayer with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵祷告就是神的灵降临在我们身上，然后我们被感动，用听不懂的方言跟神在交通。
This kind of prayer happens when God's Holy Spirit descends upon us and we speak with a tongue that we do not understand.
所以我们现在要一起跪下来祷告。
So now we all kneel down and pray together.
那有得圣灵的，他们会用方言来跟神交通。
For those people who have the Holy Spirit, they'll be able to communicate to God with in tongue.
那我们也可以用我们听得懂的话向神祷告。
And we can also use words of understanding to communicate with God.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First word we say is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray.
重复念哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And then repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们的心灵就可以与神相交。
In this way, we'll be able to communicate with God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。今天晚上要跟大家一起来报告神的国在肯尼亚。
Now they talk about the kingdom of God in Kenya.
上个月被差派到肯尼亚工作五个周末，大概31天。
This past month I was sent to Kenya to perform holy work there for 31 days.
那三十一天里面大概有27天呢，没有电。
Of the 31 days, I spent 27 of them without electricity.
所以这个第一个slide 就是日落，肯尼亚的日落。
So in the first slide here, I show a sunset in Kenya.
因为住在教会，太阳一下山都看不见了。
Because once the sun sets, nothing, I cannot see anything.
所以就很自然，你就会看到外面的风景很漂亮。
So naturally, you'll be able to see that the outside looks really nice.
那晚上的星星非常漂亮。
And the stars in the night look really nice too.
我们活在这个世界上，我们仔细想我们什么时候能够真的抬头望天来欣赏神所创造的万物
？Have we ever thought about when during our lives can we just look out to the sky and enjoy God's creation？
好像我们太忙碌了。
But it seems that many of us are too busy.
也好像很多事情捆绑了我们。
And that many things have gotten hold of us.
所以到非洲最大的享受就是享受神所创造的大自然。
So the greatest enjoyment in Africa is to enjoy all the creations of God.
以前我曾经跟大家分享过我看到一个童工带那个 Walkman 去非洲。
I want to share with you how a worker brought a Walkman with him to Africa.
我觉得我很傻，我也有，为什么我没有带去啊
？And I thought, well, I have one too. Why didn't I bring it with me also?
所以第二次我就带去了。
So I brought it with me the second time.
带去以后也不能够听一个录音带听一两个月啊。
But the truth is, I couldn't listen to a cassette tape for 2 months.
所以要带好几个去。
So I had to bring a couple.
那也要带电池去。
Then I had to bring a TV.
那去了要找时间听。
And then I will have to find time to listen.
那又怕非洲人看到。
But then I'm afraid that people there will see me.
所以偷看看到会被偷。
And that if they see it, they'll probably steal it.
所以有时候祷告要夹在两腿当中。
So I pray, I just stuff it between my legs.
所以到结束的时候，我发现这个是一种累赘。
And so at the end, I realized that this is a burden.
所以从那一次开始。我什么都没有带。
So from then on, I brought nothing with me.
到非洲如果真的有空闲，就是欣赏神创造的万物。
So whenever I do have time while in Africa, I will just spend it to enjoy God's creation.
早上5:30，公鸡就叫。
From 5:30 in the morning, the rooster will crow.
非常准时。我连续几天把它看，5:30，刚好5:30。
The timing is very reliable. Every day it will be 5:30.
不必闹钟。
There's no need for an alarm clock.
然后。太阳下山以后，你看到好多的虫，还有鸟在叫。
Once the sun set, you can hear the sounds of many insects and birds.
然后太阳要出来的时候，好多的鸟跟虫在叫。
And the same thing happens when the sun rises.
那这不是亚当所住的地方吗
Isn't this the kind of environment that Adam lived?
对，我们人在造自己的亚当，在自己的卧室里面。啊，我们造自己的这个伊甸园在卧室里面。
So in reality, we create our own garden, Eden, in our own bedrooms.
但是神所创造在外面非常的美好。
But what God has created on the outside is even better.
确实，在非洲啊，如果不生病的话，在非洲做工是一种享受。
Really, unless you don't get sick, what can in Africa for God is an enjoyment.
我们在这里要吃这个 organic food， 要去买，而且比较贵。
Here we have to pay more money in order to buy the organic food that we want to eat.
在非洲什么都是 organic food.
In Africa, everything is organic.
因为他没有钱买农药。
Because they don't have the money to buy any pesticides.
那个牛也没有荷尔蒙。
And there are no hormones injected into the cows.
牛奶、羊奶都是挤出来煮的。
So as a result, when they get any kind of milk, they will cook it first.
所以非洲啊，这是一块很好的地方。
So and really, Africa is a very good place.
非常美的一块地。
It's very beautiful land.
下面。
Next slide.
我们教会把整个宣道工作分作两部分。
We separate, our church separates our evangelical works into two categories.
一个叫东半球。
One is for the Eastern Hemisphere.
那东半球就包括亚洲跟大洋洲。
Oceania and Asia is within the Eastern Hemisphere.
包括亚洲跟大洋洲。
Asia and Oceania.
那西半球包括欧洲、美洲还有非洲。
And in the Western Hemisphere, it contains the Americas, Europe, and Africa.
那西半球有两个总会，一个是英国总会，一个是美国总会。
The two General Assemblies in the Western Hemisphere, one in America, one in Britain.
那英国总会主要的工作要支援非洲。
And the main role of the GA in Britain is to support the holy work in Africa.
那美国总会的工作主要要支援美洲。
And the work that of the American GA is to support the holy work in South America and Latin America.
分工合作。
So we divide the work and work together.
好，下面。非洲一共大概有五十几个国家。
About 50 nations in the continent of Africa.
那我们现在看到黄色的地方就是有我们真耶稣教会的地方。
Countries highlighted in yellow have two Jesus churches in them.
大概有十二个国家左右。
It's about 12 nations in total.
那这个十二个国家里面大概有四个是法语国家。
For the nations, French speaking.
我们看到中间最大一块这是刚果。
The biggest nation highlighted is the Democratic Republic of Congo.
然后从刚果传到一个中间一个黄色的中间一个小国叫做卢安达。
And from there, the gospel has been spread to a small nation of Rwanda.
现在已经传进去了卢安达。然后在西非的中间有一个叫做比宁，贝宁。
And in Western Africa, there's a country called Benin.
那这个我们也已经传。
Also a French-speaking nation, and we have preached over there also.
那在 Benin 的旁边有一国叫做 Togo, 这个也是法语国家。
To the west of Benin is a country called Togo, which also speaks French.
所以现在非洲四个法语国家已经有我们教会。
So of these four nations, there are two Jesus churches.
那其他都是除了一个国家以外，其他都是英语国家。
And for the rest of the countries, they are all English speaking.
在肯亚的下面有一个坦桑尼亚。
And to the south of Kenya is a nation called Tanzania.
在殖民地时代，坦桑尼亚是德语的国家。
During the time of the colonization, the country Tanzania speaks German.
所以他们现在的官方语言也不是法语，也不是英语，也不是德语。
But right now, their main language of communication is neither English, French, or German.
是他们的土话，是要叫做索哈里。
But rather, they speak in Swahili.
这个是比较难的，难学的。
And it's much harder to learn.
所以我们看非洲还有很多未得之地。
So we can see that there's still many lands to be gained in Africa.
从1979年到现在，今年2008年。
From 1979 to now, 2008.
我们非洲的事工已经进行了29年。
holy working epistle have been going on for now a total of 29 years.
那29年当中传了差不多12个国家。
In those 29 years, we have spread the gospel to 12 nations.
那从1979年到1998年左右，大部分的人力是由美国支援。
America supplied the bulk of the holy workers from 1979 to about 1998.
那1998年以后，英国栽培了很多年轻的传道人会讲英文，所以现在整个非洲事工由英国负责。
From 1998 onwards, there was a rise of many young pastors who could speak English in England, so therefore they took over the work.
那非洲的事工至少有两个青年一直参与非洲事工，后来出来当传道者。
And there were at least two young workers who participated in African ministry and later became pastors themselves.
因为我们在一个环境住久了，我们就常常觉得很习惯。
Once we live in a certain environment for a long time, we get used to it.
就每一天都是习惯，一天过一天。
And so as a result, days pass by quickly.
但是这个环境的改变会让我们重新去比较，然后再让我们去思想。
But this changing environment leads us to think and to compare between.Old and new.
那这个参与非洲事工就是一个很大环境的改变。
And to participate in the African ministry is a great change in environment.
我们从早到晚上班。
We tend to work from early morning to in the evening.
那一年到头都是做同样的事情。
And day after day, we do the same thing.
那做了40年退休。
After 40 years of work, we retire.
有的人就想，我人生真的是要这一辈子这样过吗？
And some people may wonder, is this how should I should spend all the days of my life?
然后到非洲去做圣工。
But once they went to work in Africa,
如果年轻的话，从一下飞机就开始做，做到上飞机。
For those who are young, once they get out the airplane, they kept working until they return back home.
所以也是很忙啊。
So therefore, they were also busy.
那我们就是比较这个很忙当中所带给我们的造就，所带给教会的造就，还有我们跟神的关系，你就发现这个一个比较当中会让我们有一种很好的一种反省。
But we were able to get good results to the holy work there by the standpoints of the benefits to ourselves and to the church.
1995年有一个青年从英国跟一个工人到肯尼亚去。
In 1995, there was a youth from England who accompanied a holy worker to Kenya.
本来他很忙啊。
Originally, he lived a very busy life.
伦敦教会负责人说他不可能去的。
And when the London church asked him to go, he said, "No way, there's no way I could go."
结果神感动到他去了。
But God moved him, and therefore he went.
那神也没有让他失望。他去的第一趟就 upgrade 到 business class.
And God did not disappoint him. And during the first trip there, he got upgraded to business class.
所以天国的福分还没有地上已经先有了。
So therefore, he already received the blessings from heaven.
那他看到这个洗礼这么有能力一洗礼水一上来，马上圣灵降下来说方言，有的看异象，有大光照耀，然后把他带到岸上跪下去祷告15分钟、20分钟不会停的。
And he also witnessed the power of the baptism and the miracles such as people receiving the Holy Spirit during baptism, people seeing visions, and people be able to pray a long time after coming back onto land.
他就在思想。
Therefore, he began to think.
这个是一个更有意义的生活方式。
This is a much more meaningful way to live life.
所以第二年他就去了。
So he returned for during the second year.
第三年他就出来当传道。
And after the third time, he became a pastor himself.
最近也有一个神学从英国来，他也是去到非洲，非常受到感动。
And there recently there has been another theological student who went to Africa, and he too was touched.
那现在因为这一辈工人现在已经进到40岁的末期了。
But now
英国的这一批工人。
But this set of holy workers have already.When beyond the age of 40.
所以他们开始要栽培新的一代。
So a new generation now is needed.
所以五年前他们设立一个非洲志工的训练。
5 years ago, they established an African ministry training.
每一年大概有40到50个人参加。
Every year, there's about 40-50 participants.
有一年我们从美国去的有10个去参加。
One year, we had 10 people from the United States attending.
那将来这个开拓的国家越来越多。
In the future, there will be many.Nations in which the gospel will be spread for the first time.
以前都是两个传道者一直去。
Before, Pastors will go there in twos.
那以后是一个传道带两个义工去。
From now on, there will be one pastor bringing two other workers.
Volunteer workers.
Two volunteer workers.
我这次在肯亚要结束的时候，在他的首都 Nairobi 啊，遇到英国来的四个工人。
Upon the end of my journey in Kenya, in Nairobi, I met four holy workers from England.
四个工人里面有三个义工。
Three of them were volunteers.
三个义工里面有两个是二十出头岁。
And two of the volunteers were only in their twenties.
一个刚毕业在上班。
One had just graduated from college and is now working.
一个大学三年级。
Another is a junior in college.
那么他们当义工都是自己付机票。
And as volunteers, they pay for their own tickets.
但是感谢主，我看到他们觉得很高兴，我能够来参加非洲的工作，很高兴。
But thank God, they appear to be really happy to be able to participate in the holy work.
在1995年，肯亚开始建立教会的时候
，When 1995, when Kenya established TJC,
没有宗教教育。
At that time, there were no religious education whatsoever.
今年我去了。
And this year when I went,
我就发现幼年班、少年班、青年班、初级班非常有秩序。
There were divisions of all the different levels, and there was much order in them.
就是这些义工啊，从美国、从英国去住在那个地方啊，两个礼拜、三个礼拜，一直训练他们出来。
And this was the result of the works of the volunteer workers who went.There are two weeks at a time to train the workers over there.
所以有中国有一句话说“玩物丧志”。如果我们这个青年整个头脑都是物质的话，在属灵上这个志气会没有。
And so there's a Chinese saying that we just have only possessions in our brain, we will not be able to gain knowledge.
那我们到肯尼亚去啊。
And when I went to Kenya,
大部分时间都没有电。
Most of the time, there was no electricity.
所以你就想象说，你家的电都把它关起来，就是那个生活。
So we shut up all electrical appliances. That's pretty much the life in Kenya.
使我们的生活进入另外一种环境。
And therefore, the life that we live will enter into another environment.
然后再比较我们这个非常文明的生活。
And we compare to this more culturally advanced life.
当然是比较丰富啊。
Of course, the life we have now is much more.Rich.
但是这样比较之下，我们就会感觉到这个丰富的生活有时候不一定对一个人灵性是好的。
But we do some comparison, we can see that a culturally rich life is not always religiously beneficial.
所以我们在看到一些青年来参与这个非洲志工，非常感谢神。
So we are able to see many youth working in this holy work. So thank God.
Next. 好，现在肯亚啊。
Now here's a map of Kenya.
肯亚的左边是索马利亚，右边。
To the right of Kenya is Somalia.
肯亚的北边是伊索比亚。
To the north is Ethiopia.
肯亚的西北边。
To the northwest
是苏丹。
Is Sudan.
肯亚的西边是乌干达。
To the west is Uganda.
南边是坦桑尼亚。
And to the south is Tanzania.
那肯亚的西边有一个很大的湖叫维多利亚湖。
There's a big lake to the west of Kenya, Lake Victoria.
然后我们教会大部分就是围绕在维多利亚湖旁边。
And most of our churches there are within the reach of Lake Victoria.
那去的就是搭飞机到那个方格的那个叫它的首都 Nairobi.
And when we go there, we'll first ride a plane to Nairobi.
然后从 Nairobi 我们就看搭那个黄线这个公路一直到Victoria, Lake Victoria.
From there on, we will go there via car to Lake Victoria.
然后在 Uganda 的旁边这个边界有一个 city 叫 Busia.
And this is a city called Busia.
这是我们
the border of Uganda.
1995年开始的。
And in 1995, that's where we began our ministry.
那从 Nairobi 开车到 Busia 大约300公里。
That's a 300 kilometer distance between Nairobi and.
开11个钟头。
And that's an 11-hour drive.
因为千疮百孔的路上，
because the road is very poorly maintained.
上下前后左右不断摇摆，所以他们叫做 massage， 是一个钟头。
And the unevenness of the road caused the rider to call the ride a massage.
所以这样想就不会很辛苦了。
And so you think of that way, it's not actually that hard to drive.
那 啊，我们啊，这是肯亚哈，所以大部分偏。那我们在这个西南啊，这个东南哈，有一个叫蒙巴萨，在这个海边有几户信徒。
There's an oceanfront city called Mombasa with a couple of members there.
然后靠索马利亚跟伊索比亚的，靠索马利亚这一边呢，很多的回教徒。
There are many Muslims in the areas bordering Somalia.
那我们就要想哈，其实我们1995年传去的时候，肯亚是一个差不多是一个基督教国家。
And we need to realize that when we first preached the gospel there in 1995, Kenya can be considered as a mostly Christian nation.
每一个村庄都好几个会堂。
There are many church chapels in each town.
但是我们就想，为什么这么多教会，我们还要去那里传福音？
And I often think about why do we have to continue to spread the gospel there even with all these churches?
如果用重点来讲，肯亚的基督教缺乏两件事情。
Christianity can lack two things.
第一个就是主耶稣对尼哥底母讲了。
The first thing can be seen in the words of Jesus to Nicodemus.
约翰福音3:5。
Spoken in John chapter 3:5.
好，我们来看约翰3:5。
Let's take a look at that. John, Gospel of John chapter 3:5.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，人若不是从水圣灵生，就不能进神的国。”
See here.Jesus answered and said to him, Most surely I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
什么是从圣灵生?
What is born of the Spirit?
就是得圣灵。
Which is to receive the Holy Spirit.
什么是从水生?
And what is to be born of water?
就是领受圣经所记载这个赦罪的洗礼。
It is to receive the baptism as according to the Bible.
所以他们是信耶稣。
So they do believe in Jesus.
但是都没有圣灵。
But they don't have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们去看到很多人得圣灵。
So when we go there, many people and are receiving the Holy Spirit.
让他们体会到神的国大有能力临到他们中间。
And they're able to experience the kingdom of God coming among them.
还有洗礼。
As well as baptism.
好多人看到宝血啊，病得医治，得圣灵。
During baptism, many people got healed of diseases, salvations, received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们带去的就是约翰3:5。
So what we brought with is this verse right here.
赦罪的洗礼，还有神所应许的圣灵。
The sin cleansing baptism and the Holy Spirit.
那第二个，肯亚的基督徒缺乏就是十诫。
And the second thing that the Christians in Kenya lack is the Ten Commandments.
有的他根本就不知道十诫是什么。
Many members don't even know what the Ten Commandments were.
我们现在每一次去都要解释十诫。
Every time we go, we make sure to.That we explain those Ten Commandments.
在肯亚，如果要敬老会哈，年纪大概是50岁为标准。
According to in Kenya, to be a Presbyterian, people have to be about 50.
因为100个人的教会，50岁的举手大概3-5个。
In the church, there's only a couple of people that's even at this age.
那他们死亡有两个原因。
And the reason for their death are two main things.
一个是那个。马拉利亚
One is malaria.
疟疾。那另外一个是艾滋病。
The other is AIDS.
根据统计啊，女人艾滋病大概是20%-30%。
And the prevalence of AIDS among women is about 20%-30%.
为什么这么高
？Why is it so high in Kenya？
他们也没有人用 drug， 因为根本就没有钱了。
People they don't use drugs because they don't have the money to do that.
也没有人手术捐什么输血，这个很少。
And nobody gave or received blood in surgery.
所以啊，艾滋病这么高就是犯奸淫。
And the reason for this high amount of AIDS is the high degree of adultery.
1995呐，有100多个人在一起参加联欢会，大人。
In 1995, there were about 100 people gathered to participate in the spiritual convocation.
那有一个工人就问他们说：“从来没有犯奸淫的举手。”
And the holy worker asked them.Please raise your hand if you have never committed adultery.
100多个人连一个也没有举手。
All of them raised their hands.
连一个也没有人举手。
Nobody raised their hands.
每个人犯奸淫。
They all have committed adultery.
所以这个十诫他们不知道。
So they obviously don't know the Ten Commandments.
我们去就是教导他们，十诫不是十条建议啊。
So we had to teach them that the Ten Commandments are not just mere suggestions.
所以为着他们的得救，所以我们去那里传福音。
So for the sake of their salvation, we had to preach the gospel there.
Next. 真耶稣教会的历史。
So here we are the history of TJC.
1994年
Here in 1994,
有一个肯尼亚一个牧师到英国去。
There was a reverend from Kenya who went to England.
就不晓得怎么样，他拿到我们教会一张传单。
And for some reason, he came upon a flyer of our church.
因为那一阵子伦敦教会很热心啊，到处青年都到处发传单。
During that time, the London church was quite fervent, and many youth went out and passed out flyers.
他就拿到这张传单，他回去以后就跟连总开始联络。
And once he received that flyer and went back, he began to get in contact with the International Assembly.
1995年三月啊，连总第一次派工人到肯尼亚去。
And so in March of 1995, the International Assembly sent holy workers to Kenya for the first time.
那个牧师啊，他很高兴啊，他宰了一头牛。
And Reverend was so happy to receive that he slaughtered a cow for them.
很高兴啊，就后来就很多人洗礼。
And during that trip, many people got baptized.
那到1999年。
During 1999,
福音就从肯尼亚传到乌干达。
The gospel was spread from Kenya to Uganda.
所以现在肯尼亚变成东非的一个联络中心。
And so Kenya became a base for the ministry in Eastern Africa.
那到2003年
，and in 2003,
这个福音从肯尼亚传到坦桑尼亚。
The gospel was spread from Kenya to Tanzania.
所以因为肯尼亚的圣功啊，就发展到其他三个国家。
And so this holy work in Kenya was spread to other nations as well.
那目前呢、差不多有30个教会跟聚会点。
And so currently there are about 30 churches.
分散在6个教区。
And they are in 6 regions.
那信徒大约3000人。
Membership is about 3,000 as of now.
这是肯尼亚目前的情况。
So it's the current situation of Kenya.
Next. 这个图片是全国的工人讲习会。今年的。
This is a photo of the attendees of this year's National Workers Seminar.
参加的大概是26个。
The 26 attendants.
有的照相的时候不晓得去哪里，没有在这里。
Now everyone is pictured here.
那今年呢，就是全国工人讲习会是2个礼拜。
And the seminar lasted for 2 weeks.
那就是查考出埃及记。
And we studied the book of Exodus.
民数记。
Numbers.
还有生命记。
And Deuteronomy.
一天8堂课。
There were 8 classes per day.
然后再加上2次的祷告会，每一次1个钟头。
And 2 prayer sessions that last for 1 hour.
1分钟不减了，1个钟头，用闹钟的。
And we calculated the time so that we then cut short 1 minute.
他们跪着跪水泥地，不是跪这个他们没有这个什么地毯。
They all kneel on hard floor.
感谢主，祷告非常有力量。
But thank God, their prayers were really strong.
所以每次祷告完就很感动。
Every time after prayer, many people were moved.
所以这个祷告确实是非常好，非常享受。
So, really, prayer can be very enjoying and edifying.
所以从祷告从早上7点钟到晚上7点钟。
So we pray from 7 in the morning and 7 at night.
感谢主，这次有一个义工，从英国有一个义工跟我一起去。
Thank God, there was a volunteer from England and went with us.
他本来在开餐馆。
He used to operate restaurants.
本来美国有一个弟兄说他可以跟我去2个礼拜。
And originally, there was a brother from the U.S. who volunteered to go for 2 weeks.
但是后来他父亲离世。
But then his father passed away.
这个弟兄他说他可以去1个月。
And so this worker from England took his place and went for a month.
然后我们在这个教会共做2个礼拜。
So we stayed at this particular church for 2 weeks.
那这里面有几件事情哈。在这个工人里面有4个人，他里面有4个人。他是教会的负责人。
Of the workers pictured here, 4 of them are board members in the church.
这个大部分，因为肯尼亚我们现在在行另外一个制度，他没有全时间的工人，全部都是 volunteer。
Because many of the workers here, they're just volunteers and not full-time workers.
那其中有四个人。
And of those four,
他们属同一个教区的。
They're all within the same region.
他们一直觉得说教会怎么布道，怎么圣工推不动。
So we wonder why we couldn't get holy work moving at a better pace.
所以他们就只带水哈，只带水，然后到那个山上的山洞里面祷告七天，没有吃东西。
And so they brought with them water and went to a cave in the mountain to pray for 7 days.
我问他们说你怎么祷告？
And I asked them, how did you guys pray?
他说白天呢就祷告一个钟头，休息一个钟头，这样一直祷告就这样。
And they say that they alternated praying and resting with one hour span for each.
那晚上就是祷告一个钟头，休息两个钟头。
And at night time they pray for 1 hour and rested for 2 hours.
就没有停了，就七天。
And they kept this up for 7 days.
那我就问他说，那七天完祷告你有什么感觉？
And I asked them, what did you feel after 7 days?
他说七天完祷告，第一个看圣经很清楚。
And they told me that afterwards when they read the Bible, everything was clear to them.
第二个讲道很容易感动自己，当然也能够感动人。
And during when they gave sermons, they were able to edify the audience as well as themselves.
第三个
And the third thing,
教会问题越来越少。
The problems within the church grew less and less.
他一祷告以后，以前很多问题，怎么奇怪，一个越来越少，越自动没有了。
There were many problems before, but after prayers they vanished one by one.
第四个，慕道者越来越多。
The fourth thing is there's an increase in truth seekers.
我说我听他们的感动，我觉得，是真的，在物质上我们比较丰富，但是在灵性上的追求，有时候他们也值得我们来效仿。
And this led me to think that even though we are materialistically superior to them, but there are many times when we can still learn from them.
我看他们四个都很瘦，没有一个人要减肥的。
And see, to me, all four of them were very skinny.
非洲人没有就挺着大肚子，没有人减肥的。
Nobody in Africa carries belly, so they don't have to go on diets.
所以我们可以看到这个这里面的工人特别是这一批工人非常优秀，非常感动人。
And so we can see that all these workers here, they are all very gifted and they...
那为着要培养他们独立，连总是付他们回程的这个车费，那他们要自己来。
To maintain their independence, the IA only pay for their return transportation.
其中有好几个骑脚踏车。
So they have to come by their own means and many of them rode bikes.
六七个钟头。
It's a 6 to 7 hour ride.
那很感谢主。好，下面 next， 好，这个就是训练班的税啊。
And these are the lodging facility of all the workers.
铺一个草席，然后温帐啊，四个人睡。
They slept on grass mat and covered themselves with mosquito nets.
非常简单。
It's very simple.
但因为白天课程很紧了，所以晚上睡觉他们也很享受。
And so since the classes were very condensed, they obviously enjoy good sleep.
有时候我们睡不着，其实是因为不够累。如果累，很好睡。
And if someone couldn't fall asleep, it's because they're not tired.
东西不好吃，是因为我没有饿过肚子。
And something doesn't taste good, it's because they're not really that hungry.
你非洲里面从来没有看到说要喂小孩子吃追来追去的，没有这一回事。
In Africa, we never see people have to chase their kids, you only get them to eat.
下面。Next， 好，这是他们的中餐。
And shown here is their lunch。
中餐就是一盘的豆。
For the lunch is just one plate of beans。
然后那个茶壶里面泡茶，然后加上一些牛奶，就这样。
As well as tea mixed with milk。
生活相当的简单。
As we can see, it's a very simple life。
一味款待。好 ，Next。这是他们的厨房。
And shown here is the outdoor kitchen.
所以厨房也很简单。
As you can see, it's very simple also.
它也没有什么洗碗筷，碗洗一洗就外面用阳光消毒。
And once they wash the dishes with only water and then dry it out in the sun.
Next. 这是他们的 IE class.
And this is their religious education class.
到底我们比较幸福还是他们比较幸福？
So who's more blessed, we or them?
你可以算算看，这个小孩子有几个人嘴巴张开在笑的，就是，然后再比较我们的阿姨有几个人在笑的，就谁就比较幸福。
You can see that many of them are smiling. So how many of our own kids smiled in all your classes?
笑得很快乐。
You can see that they're enjoying it a lot.
所以啊, 幸福不幸福是比较的。
And so, whether someone's blessed or not, it's all relative.
我们觉得他们很可怜。
You may feel that they're very pitiful.
小孩子不会觉得可怜, 他可怜什么?
But those kids, they don't feel that they're pitiful.
每个人都一样。
They feel like everyone's the same.
所以这是比较来的。
And so this is all just relative.
好, next. Next. 下面。 好，那我现在介绍一个 couple啊，这一对夫妻。
So we have to now I'd like to introduce you a couple.
这个要是给我们做参考了哈。这个弟兄啊，他父亲母亲都死了，本来是个孤儿，也没有住，到处流浪。The
brother was an orphan with nowhere to go.
那后来信耶稣啊。And
he later believed in Jesus.
啊，信耶稣以后就比较安定。And
after believing, he led a more stable life.
那以后他跟这个太太结婚。And
then he married this woman shown here.
那他为着要洗礼，骑脚踏车载他太太，他没有钱了。骑脚踏车载他太太骑了12个钟头。In order
to get baptized, the couple had to bike for 12 hours.
什么叫做 commitment?
Now that is commitment.
就是不管多远，我就是要洗礼。
No matter how far the ride was, they were still going to get baptized.
我就去了。So
therefore they went.
那我们在开灵恩会的时候，
And during special convocation,
要到一个教会去，这个交通费大概是美金一块钱。
The amount of money we
got, 美金，他没有钱。
And so that the family had to pay total of $4. They don't have that money.
所以这个先生带着太太，然后带着小孩。 然后这个太太怀孕，走7个钟头，然后头上开着行李来教会参加灵恩会。
So the husband walked with his pregnant wife and his children for 7 hours to attend special convocation.
这个叫做 commitment.
And now that is commitment.
我就是要参加灵恩会。
And no matter what, they would attend the special convocation.
所以扛着行李，抱着小孩，那肚子挺一个，然后带来参加灵恩会。
So they carry the luggage and brought their kids with them.
那我们再看他们的生活。
Now let's look at their daily life.
他住在这个山头那个快要到尖端那个地方。
They live close to the peak of the tallest mountain there.
那看可以看到维多利亚湖，看的是 view 是不错了。
They have a panoramic view of Lake Victoria.
那我们再看他住在哪里。
Now let's see the residence.
下面 next. 这个就是他住的。
The straw hut here is their house.
是用稻草所盖的。
It's completely built with straws.
那我进到屋子里面，发现它这个上面又有一个塑胶布，用那个绳子把它拉起来。
It's a plastic tarp inside the house.
那我问他为什么你屋顶还要牵个塑胶布？
So I asked him, why do you have this tarp?
他说外面如果下大雨，里面会下小雨。And
they say that this is to increase the water resistance of the house.
所以它里面需要塑胶布。So
this is why they use plastic tarp.
但是环境相当好。 Next.
But the rhyme is really nice.
Next one. 好, 这是他们的会堂。
And here is the chapel.
因为他自己要在他的家乡传福音，所以刚刚开始，他也没有钱。 所以就在一棵大树下，然后用树叶把它围起来，那上面用那个装肥料的那个袋子当屋顶，这个就是他们的会堂。
The family wanted to spread the gospel to their own local village, so they needed to build a chapel. So they used whatever they can find, including fertilizer bags and tree branches to build a chapel.
那聚会的就是坐在地上，那有的就住在很简单的那个树干上面。
And so during services, it's either sat on the ground or on tree branches.
所以这个非常很简单，但是大家也敬拜神很热心。
Even though the facility was very, very simple, they still worship God with a fervent heart.
Next. 好, 这是他们的厨房。
And here is their own kitchen.
什么是厨房？就是几块石头。
The kitchen is Nothing but a bunch of rocks.
那他们现在在煮这个是 cassava 啊 ，cassava 磨的粉叫我们叫什么？叫做太白粉啊，是啊，就是 cassava 哈、哦，那太白粉就是做好像那个麻糬这样一粒一粒的那啊地薯粉。
So what they're making here is the sweet potato powder to make cake.
但是你看啊，他们还是笑得很好啊。
But even with the simple food, they were still smiling.
所以在那个地方很容易满足，有东西吃就感谢神。
Over there, as long as they have food, they will thank God and be satisfied.
Next. 他有一个孩子叫做 Pastor Cole.
They named his son Pastor Cole.
好，肯亚现在有三个 Pastor Cole.
There are now three kids named Pastor Cole in Kenya.
因为他很向往做圣工，他也希望他孩子做圣工。那一段时间刚好客传道常常去，所以他生一个孩子叫 Pastor Cole。
The couple were very committed in the holy work. They wanted their children to do the same. And so since Pastor Cole was in Africa a lot, so during that time, so they named the son after him.
那其实有四个了，有一个小 Pastor Cole 已经离世了。
There are actually four, but one had already passed away.
所以这是很有趣的事情。
So it's a very interesting fact.
代表他们的心智。Next.
The show's their commitment.
Next one. 好，最后啊。The journey to church, 他们要去教会、啊、就是说要到另外一个教会去参加联恩会。
Well, this shows what they do on the journey to church.、
啊、那个最远端有屋顶那个地方就是教会。
The father's house you can see here is the church.
那要去这个教会、啊、有时候行李就抬在头上，他们功夫很厉害，放在头上也不需要搬。
To carry the luggage, they will carry it on top of their heads.、
啊、然后一直走到那个地方。
They keep on walking all the way to the destination.
天气很热。
The climate is very hot.
所以这个叫做决心，也叫做 commitment.
So this shows the spiritual commitment.
所以确实啊，虽然很简单的地方，有很多的信徒，确实是很感动人。
So despite this simple life, the fact that we still have many members there is something to be thankful to God about.
我们来唱诗。
Finally, let's sing hymn.
284首。
Hymn 284.
Oh, 285, 对不起, 285.
Oh, my apologies, 285. Tomorrow we will have our Sabbath service.
我们从十点到十点半有一个自由参加的祷告会。
From 10 to 10:30, we have a prayer session.
为着教会的圣工，我们个人的信仰，我们家庭的信仰，所以我们欢迎诸位信徒朋友，我们能够早一点来。
This prayer session.
好，我们现在一起来祷告结束晚上的聚会。
Now let's kneel down and pray to conclude this evening service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. 奉主耶稣